Good evening, everyone. It's raining quite heavily outside, so I do hope this podcast is audible. I received a question which I think is many people's experience, so I thought we can explore it a bit. I will read it out. There was a time in my life when everything apparently fell apart. That's when I found meditation and have been on this path since then. It has helped in ways more than one. I am finally over the incident, but still there's a certain kind of pain which lies at the surface at all times. There's no reason for it, but it is there. No matter how hard I try, it rises and subsides like tides. It is something I am aware of at all times, along with the calm that has become a part of my nature. It is the duality of it which keeps me occupied, and I feel like someone standing at the shore of a sea, observing everything from a distance, trying to make sense of everything but unable to do it. I want to get rid of that feeling which I think I've been carrying from so many past lives. You see, there are some aspects here. One is regarding the point when the questioner says there was a time in my life when everything fell apart. So basically it was a cathartic time, and by fell apart it means there was suffering and loss. Now that is bound to leave an impact in the psyche. After all, the event has happened. So even though one may come across a teaching or a meditation practice and one has accepted the happening, the events, and one is now in a space of calm and stillness, the residue of that event will be there. It is quite likely to be there. The difference now is one is a witness to it. So it is not necessary that that feeling goes away completely, because if the memory arises of the event, it can be accompanied by the sadness that it happened. Now there is a total acceptance that it happened because it happened, and so even if sadness arises with the memory, even that is accepted, but there is no involvement in the sadness. That is what gets cut off, you see. It is sadness or grief in the moment. So this point needs to be clearly understood. So what happens is, more and more witnessing takes place, and as the questioner has said, no matter how hard I try, it rises and subsides like tides. It is something I am aware of at all times, along with the calm that has become part of my nature. So, this is, you see, what is happening. Now, towards the end, the questioner says, I feel like someone standing at the shore of a sea, observing everything from a distance, trying to make sense of everything but unable to do it. You see, this part means that there is still involvement in the event, because with the understanding, this trying to make sense drops away. When you accept unequivocally that whatever happened is God's will, then this making sense with the thinking mind drops off. So it is quite possible that this has not happened, you see. It is quite possible that the suffering is still there in a subtle, sublime form. And that too has to be witnessed. Because you cannot wish it away. The very wanting to wish it away gives it reality. And therefore, now when the questioner says, I want to get rid of that feeling, which I think I've been carrying from so many past lives, this wanting to get rid of the feeling is what does not make one get rid of the feeling, you see. Because it is not the feeling really that has to be gotten rid of. It is the one who does not want that feeling that needs to be gotten rid of. I'd like to repeat that. It is not the feeling that one needs to get rid of, but the one who wants to get rid of that feeling that needs to be got rid of. Please understand this as it's not a play of words. Now, this last sentence I've been carrying from so many past lives, this feeling, you see. This has a quality of something ancient, something perhaps one came into this lifetime with. A sense of sadness, you could say, loss, whatever it be. This feeling which is there could either be that this sense of loss is being perpetuated again and again and again, and the suffering. And it seems it's going on and on and on over lifetimes, as the questioner says. That is one aspect. But the other aspect is, it could just be pointing to the pain of separation. You see, because incarnation itself is a fragmentation of consciousness as a whole, a separation in that sense. And then the journey is the journey back to the source. So, which of the two it is will depend on person to person. And the point to note is, as Rameshji would say, life is imprisonment because we are imprisoned in the form of this body. The vast formless consciousness has got trapped, you could say, in this body. And that itself is this innate separation, pain of separation, and longing to merge back with the source that one carries deep within. But yet, the difference is that there will be no story built around it. No story of me and my suffering and involvement in that suffering. So, these are the various ways to look at this pain and see where each person is in their journey and in their understanding of their life's pain and suffering and the learnings derived from them.
Thank you.